You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. Here on the Civic Media Network, you can always get in touch with us by calling or texting. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on our live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Sorry, I had to clear my throat right there. Tried to do it during the talk, but it's just not happening. Still got a great, amazing hour ahead of us. We are going to be taking another one of Dom's fantastic quizzes. This time, it's about... Well, it has to do with National Have a Coke Day, and that has to do with our question, which we'll get to in a moment. But before we get to that, if you ever want to get in touch with us, you can always do that via the calling or text line, or you can download the Civic Media app where you can call, text, leave a voice message. You can listen to shows. You can get your news there. All right there by downloading the Civic Media app, and you can also go to civicmedia.us/shows and download past episodes to catch up. So if you want to listen to the interview with Rich Tallarico we just had, you may have missed it, or you want to hear it again, go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for Nightlight, download those episodes, take them wherever you'd like, listen to them throughout the world, and catch up and be a part of it. Very, very excited to do this next hour. Very fun here on this casual, super cash Friday. Pete, are you feeling cash?
I'm feeling pretty cash. I mean, I'm wearing the same stuff I always wear, but I do have a hat on tonight because even though it's nice up here, it's a little chillier in the basement. So I'm rocking a hat on casual Friday, feeling pretty good. Yeah.
It's always a weather comment. Dom, are you feeling cash?
I'm feeling very casual. Way too casual.
Wow.
Whoa,
what did you do during the break?
My goodness. If you weren't listening to the live stream, he took a tinkle. That's right. I said it because you said it on the live stream.
I did.
You put it out to the world, buddy. Not my problem. Not my problem.
That's what I like to say.
That voice is Pete Schwabba up in Marinette, Wisconsin, a.k.a. Christmas City, USA, up in the northeast. I'm down here in the southeast of Wisconsin in Radio Park in Racine. And then all the way over at HQ is Mr. Domley on the ones and twos. We are your Yotter Hay Triangle here with a fantastic show. And now it's time. That's right. It's time to get to the question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite soft drink? In honor of National Have a Coke Day, we are not paid for or by the Coca-Cola people, but it is National Have a Coke Day. Yeah, I know, right? What is your favorite soft drink? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream or get in touch with us via the Civic Media app. All right. Now, we know that Pete despises not only 7-Up, but those who drink 7-Up. He feels they are the true enemy of America. That's fine, I guess. All opinions are welcome, I guess. Whatever. But Pete, what is your favorite soft drink?
You know, before I tell you my favorite soft drink, I will say I just think 7-Up is kind of bland, as sodas go, but it's fine. But cherry 7-Up, Shirley Temple in a bottle. Very good stuff. My sodas are, once again, I couldn't make up my mind, so I said I love ice cold real sugar Sundrop in a glass bottle.
Where do you even get that now?
Up here, you can get that. Up here, I think the Sundrop distillery is in Shawano, maybe?
That's right. Yes, yeah. I believe it's up there. Yes.
We can get the real sugar stuff, and that to me
makes
all the difference in the world is when a soda has real sugar. I love Mexican Cokes with the sugar cane, and I also, for nostalgic purposes, like an Orange Crush every once in a while, which you can get with real sugar at Potbelly. So those are my big three. Yeah, what about you guys?
Dom, what's on your list?
I was just going to say Orange Crush, but on top of that, instead of like a root beer float, you can get an Orange Crush float, which is one of my favorite. It is so good. That
Orange
is
Crush float.
Orange Dream, yes. Orange very good, Dom.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm not making that up.
My second one would be Starry, which is similar to 7-Up and Sprite.
Starry?
It's like a rebranded version of 7-Up, pretty much.
Here's what bothers me about Starry. Here's what they did. Sierra Mist was tanking. Sierra Mist was tanking it at the box office, so they did a rebrand. It's the same damn thing. It's 7-Up. It's Sprite. Don't be fooled, Dom. Come on, buddy. You're better than that.
The logo looks cool. I don't know what to say.
Dude, man, you got to take the red pill, man. Understand that it's all 7-Up when it comes down to it. Exactly. Oh, this doesn't.
Placebo.
The only mist is the mist in your brain.
That's right. What about you, Greg?
I generally stay away from most sodas. Like, I don't like Pepsi or Coke because it's just too much for me.
Sure.
But I love a root beer. Like a root beer every once in a while. I think I said this before. I treat root beer like a dessert. So like instead of having a piece of cake, I would get a root beer and I like the more craft driven root beers. I mean, no hate against the Barks and Dads and A&W. They're all great, but I love Point root beer is really, really good. Sprecher, of course, has got great root beer.
It's got honey in it. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. So I like a good root beer. And I also nurse it too. Because those things are not cheap. No. So I'm not just going to like gulp it down. So I usually get a good root beer and I take my time with it.
Have you had the A&W right out of the fountain at an A&W store? Those are real sugar.
No.
Those are outstanding.
Yeah, it's the thing. I'll never shake a stick at the mainstays or the main labels, but if I'm getting a root beer, especially the fact nowadays, Lakefront Brewery has a great root beer as well, and they use maple syrup. They don't it's a lighter color. It actually looks like beer. And there would be so many times when I would be serving people a root beer and they'd say, no, I wanted a root beer. I'm like, this is a root beer. No, I don't want alcohol. It doesn't have alcohol. It's just made differently. You'll love it. You'll enjoy it. It's sweet. It's super sweet versus the other ones. But it's, for me, a root beer is my jam.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
What have the people said, though, Pete? What are the people saying on the Facebook?
Well, let's go to the Facebook. It's funny you should mention that, Greg. I wasn't prepared for that, but yes, I was. Boris Hamilton says, I suppose my Diet Coke addiction defaults to a favorite. Growing up, I was a big fan of RC and CNC colas. I don't know what CNC is, but I only know
the Music Factory, so I don't know CNC soda.
Maybe they have something going on there.
Pizza Farm.
Rock rap artist Matt Harper from Green Bay says, Sun Drop in a Bottle. Thank you, Matt. Totally with you. Janet, one of our Madison fans, says, Coke Zero. Love the zeros. That's great, Janet. Thank you. We got a lot of responses on Facebook, so this is good. Nick Wallander says, from Comedy City in Green Bay or in De Pere, says Mountain Dew Kickstart Pineapple Mango. You guys have one of those?
I have. It really good. Yes. Really good.
Pineapple Mango. No, I can't.
I will say though, Greg, like the Mountain Dew crushes it with their flavors. I don't drink Mountain Dew. I've had real sugar Mountain Dew, which I like, but yeah, they have all these flavors and they nail it.
Dom loves Mountain Dew.
Oh man.
Yeah.
It's like the fast food of soda for him.
To beat a dead horse, but Dr. Pepper, Teresa on social media says Dr. Pepper, the real sugar Dr. Pepper, ice cold. Get down on it. Get great stuff.
Where is all this real sugar stuff coming from? Because I mean, like, I always knew about Mexican Coke, but I didn't know about like all these real sugar sodas. Is this somewhere that I'm not seeing?
Yeah, it's weird because you can't ever count on a place having it. I mean, if you have it in a grocery store, like you can get it. But I go back and forth to Madison so much. I know certain places that have it when I eat in Madison or service stations when I stop. Yeah, it's luck of the draw. Mike Desitel says RC Cola and a moon pie. Mike has said that before. That sounds like a very sweet afternoon in flavor country there. Tim Joyce says, great NRBQ reference. Royal, what is that? Royal Crown. But that's not, I don't know. Mike says, Tim, only one person in 20,000 would recognize that reference.
Okay. New Rhythm Blue. That's not a soda. It's a band. Okay, whatever.
Yeah. But then right. Tim said, I love that band. Yeah, so go figure.
There you go.
Stacey Sue says, Orange Crush. Another vote for Orange Crush, Dom. Mm-hmm. Tim Joyce, a really crazy cold Coke, preferably one of the old-fashioned 6-ounce bottles. And I have a soft spot for store brand orange soda in a 2-liter bottle.
Nice.
Yeah.
I did not doubt we were going to get a lot of comments on this, a lot of thoughts on this. And I'm seeing, this real sugar revelation is amazing. Dom, what do we have on the text right now? I'm sure there's just as many.
Man, yeah, there's quite a few. We got Chris from Sun Prairie saying, I am not big on sodas, but when I have one, I would prefer a cream soda or a Clearly Canadian. But when I have a hangover, I got to have a Coca-Cola with sugar cane. It cures it every time. Yeah, not that I have a hangover often. Wink, wink. Okay.
Is Clearly Canadian a soda? I thought that was a flavored.
It's like a flavored water but it's sparkling. Yeah. It's basically soda.
I loved Clearly Canadian as a kid. It was in a fancy bottle. You felt fancier and like, maybe this is healthy too. It wasn't healthy at all.
No, it was not at all.
Let's see. What else
do we got? What else we got?
Yeah, we got Mark from the Sack said, I've grown fond of unsweetened cranberry juice. The sweetened stuff is just too sweet.
Well, the sweetened stuff isn't even really juice at that point. It's just sugar water.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I can't do unsweetened cranberry juice. That makes your eyes water and makes your cheeks dimple in. You're like, it's too much.
Mm-hmm. I'll muscle it down when I have a bladder infection. But other than that, I'm with you, Greg. I can't.
All right, moving on from that. We got Monica from Mount Horeb says, you are a Utah drink of water. Diet Dr. Pepper is the best. Okay.
Oh, I like how you read that. You didn't read it like as a come on. You read it just
as a full thing.
You are, comma, you tall drink of water.
Yeah, that was not the correct sentencing structure there. But Brett from Brown Deer says, my favorite soft drink. My favorite soft drink is pineapple juice because I care about my wife. Fair enough.
Okay, Brett.
Brett also said Key and Peele's Race of Zombies is one of the funniest bits I've ever seen.
Oh, that is funny.
That's a great one. That's an absolutely great. That show was fantastic, okay? Mm-hmm. Start to finish, I don't know if there were bad sketches on that show ever because, as he said, they wrote so many that the best one, and it just that show was solid for
pound
every
for
season.
Pound better than either one of the network late, SNL or Mad TV for sure.
Absolutely. We got any more left on there?
Yeah, we got quite a few still. We got Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, my favorite soft drink, a frosty mug of A&W root beer on a sultry summer night with my favorite TV mom, June Cleaver, who really loves her little beaver. There we go.
Okay. Tyler
is always, if someone goes risque, it's Tyler. I love it.
Well, Brett did too.
Yeah. Quite a few.
I got a few here on my Facebook page before we get on out of here for the break. Just on the wire, came in right here. My friend Carrie said, Diet Dr. Pepper and cherry, but I truly miss Diet Right white grape. Wow, that's a mouthful.
Oh, wow.
Denisha says Pepsi Zero. I think Rachel put on our Facebook message, she says, what was it? Let's see here. Sorry about this. She says, does Monster Zero count? Yeah. Of course it does, Rachel.
Why not?
Yeah, of course
it's a soft drink.
It's a soft drink. That counts. Absolutely counts.
It's going to give you heart palpitations, but absolutely.
It'll give you terrible wings. Phil says, I know I'm in the minority, but I love Pepsi. Wild Cherry Pepsi is probably my favorite. Pete, our buddy, says, the strawberry apricot Red Bull. Get out of my country. Gross. And I'll do one more here. Victoria says Dr. Pepper. Got more, but that's what I got so far as well. Lots of comments, lots of thoughts on this as well. My goodness gracious.
Let's get just a couple quick ones in here. Melissa from Willie Street in Madison says, hi, boys. I'm a Dr. Pepper girl all day, every day. So much so that I've been to the Dr. Pepper Museum twice.
Wow. Yeah.
And then John Murray, going back to the beginning of the show, I wanted to make sure we got this. Pete, when I was a kid, we wore Speedo swimsuits. Eek. We called the short shorts butt huggers. That's really gross. Thank you, John.
Thanks for reading that, Pete.
Well, I wanted to acknowledge. Let no text go unread. That's my theory.
All right. So, well, when we come back, we'll be playing Dom's game, True or False, Coke Edition, here on Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch, call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead is the Nightcap, where we wrap things up, talk about what we learned, and get to the last-minute comments on your thoughts on the show, especially on our question of the night, which is, in honor of National Have a Coke Day, what is your favorite soft drink? Dom, we have a few more texts on the line there.
Yes, we do. Let's go. I'm going to go down here. We got Melissa already.
Michael Steele.
There it is. Yeah, we got Michael Steele. And then we got John Murray from Madison. Visited the Dr. Pepper Museum in Waco, Texas with my beautiful wife, Melissa. Fun stop on the way to the Branch Davidson's Cultural House. Or was that a cult house? Either way, these might be the only attractions in Waco unless you're getting nutty with the Wild Baptist Kids at Baylor. Wow, what a...
It's the Branch Davidians, Dom.
Oh, my God.
John knows,
I'm not laughing at the thing. I'm laughing at the Branch Davidsons. It's just... Welcome to the Branch Davidsons, where we have the greatest egg omelets in Texas.
We went and had a soda with the Davidsons.
No S there. All right. Let's see what else we got. We got John. He's also saying, my favorite is Mexican Coke. It's too expensive, but it's the only way to taste the same original flavor I enjoyed in my youth. Yes, it makes a big difference.
There you go.
We got Karen saying from Racine saying Squirt. Really good, by the way. We got John from Columbia County saying Pepsi, period, with real sugar.
Okay. Nice. All right. Nice. Cool. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to more of those in a little while, but let's get to the crux of this segment, this part of the show, which is yet another game. This time it is what's the official title here, Dom?
It's true or false Coca-Cola edition. All right, Coca-Cola edition. A little colon in
all
there.
Right.
I'll give you the directions. All right, this is going to be back and forth. You guys are going to be in a competition. All right. Since it is National Have a Coke Day, it's true or false Coca-Cola edition. I've got a bunch of facts about Coca-Cola. Some are completely true, and then some are completely made up.
Okay.
So you guys have to decide if it's real or if it's fake. And then let's start it. Let's do this. All right.
Let's do it, Dom.
First question. True or false?
Casual Friday.
Coca-Cola was originally sold as a medicine. True or false?
True.
That is true. You guys each get a point.
Back when snake oil salesmen were big and medical degrees were not necessary.
Wow, yeah, that was a quick. Yeah, you guys got that right away. Okay. Second question, because each got a point here. True or false? Coca-Cola once contained actual cocaine. True or false?
True.
Man, okay. This is all right. That's true. All right. This is not as good.
Don't ask me why I know that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
You guys want to read my screenplay?
All right, 2-2. Wow, this is going a lot quicker than I thought. Question 3.
I only got two more questions.
True or false? The Coca-Cola bottle shape was inspired by a cocoa bean. True or false?
I'm going to say false. Wow, the confidence with which we answered the first two questions is just dissipated into this third one. I'm going to say false.
Okay. I'll say true, just say to be true. Different.
It is false. Greg gets the point. Greg gets the points. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. 3-2.
I said true.
All right.
I have no idea what the answer to that was. I was just like, Dom just gave us two trues. Was not smart. That was a bad guess.
Mm-mm. Okay. Question 4. True or false? Coca-Cola is legally classified as a vegetable in some countries. True or false?
I'm going to say true because that just sounds so ridiculous. And there are so many countries that, you know, the law of averages are on my side, maybe. Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, but how stupid are you?
I don't know. I'm very stupid.
Not you, Greg. I'm saying like...
It's going to be like...
Greg says true. I'll say false.
It is false. Pete gets the point. Pete gets the point. Wow, this is actually going up. This is closer, a lot closer now. You guys are tied at 3-3.
Okay.
Question 5. True or false? Santa Claus' modern red and white look was heavily popularized by Coca-Cola ads. True or false?
True.
Yeah, that is That is true. You guys each get the point.
He's
there.
The reason why we have Santa Claus the way it is. I mean, the history
exactly.
is there.
I didn't even know that. Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's what they want you to believe, man. They don't want you to know the truth, Dom.
That's right.
I didn't even realize.
Stick with us, Dom.
Okay. Okay, question six. True or false? We've got a few minutes left here. True or false, Coca-Cola is sold in every country on Earth. True or false?
False. Oh, yeah, I'll say false.
You guys both said false?
Yeah.
It is. False. You are correct.
Okay.
I was gonna say
North Korea that they don't have cocoa.
Yep. Mm. Yep. That and Cuba.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those are the only two. I find that hard to believe.
John Murray and Madison is currently playing along.
Wait. What is that?
Oh my gosh.
Say?
Oh my
gosh. T. He's a T for true. OMG. Rob. Greg. Hey, John. Are you having some of that original Coke right now? And you know what I'm talking about there, buddy. Do we have time for one more question?
Let's leave it for
a couple texts. Yeah, squeeze in a couple texts.
Let's get a couple of Facebooks going.
Yes.
If you have that available.
I do. Vince Morano says Sprite helped him cure a hangover and tasted so good the next morning he remembers that taste of ice cold Sprite.
Nice.
I'll retract my 7-Up comment. Tiff on Facebook says A&W root beer in a frosty mug. You cannot go wrong with that. Dan Fine says, drinking a 16-ounce frosty cold Mountain Dew in glass bottles with real sugar up in the treehouse with friends Tony and Doof. It would have just been a cold pop without them, though. Oh, that's very
that
sweet.
Is so
and Rachel says, does Monster Zero count? I think we're counting that, right?
We counted that. Oh, yeah, we already counted that.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah. Rachel, you're in the club. Don't you worry about that. And don't you worry about where to go. Stick around because when we come back, we're going to keep going with True or False. Have a Coke edition here on Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. If you ever want to get in touch with us, call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Our question of the night is, it's National Have a Coke Day, so what is your favorite drink, favorite soft drink? Let us know in the comments. Let us know on the Facebook comments, live stream, or on our text line. You can always text us, too, by getting the Civic Media app. Call or text number is the same there as well. So love to hear from you, your thoughts on your favorite soft drink on Have a Coke Day. We are smack in the middle of yet another Dom Lee curated, created quiz, true or false. Have a Coke edition, and I believe the score is tied.
It is tied. It's 5-5. You're right. It is tied.
All right.
5-5. Wow.
Let's get to some more questions.
Let's do it. This is question 7. True.
All right.
Or false? Coca-Cola's original color was green. True or false?
True.
I'm gonna say true. I'm gonna say
that
true.
Is false. You guys both got it wrong.
Thanks, we know that now.
Sorry.
God, I jumped into my head. Like I was trusting my instincts, which obviously...
Me too. I was thinking old-timey, like, this will kill your dropsies and your hair loss and blah, blah, blah. Right. And people were like, you know, medicine sometimes looks green.
It was a rumor. The green Coke rumor likely came from the green glass bottles it was once sold in. So people did, at one point in time, believe it was green. Let's go. Question 8. True or false? Coca-Cola once offered a bacon-flavored soda. True or false?
True.
True.
I'm just going to say, because, come on, it's America.
Why not?
Why not? But it is false.
Oh!
Man. Okay, it's getting...
I'm so angry at myself now.
That. That would be... Oh, that'd be gross. Okay. Question 9. True or false? The recipe for Coca-Cola is kept... in a vault, true or false?
I'm going to say true.
It is true. You guys both get a point there. Both
Thank
get
gosh.
A point. It is actually, the company
right
says.
Next.
Thank God. Greg goes, thank God.
But the company says the secret formula is stored in a secure vault at the World of Coca-Cola Museum in Atlanta. That's really cool.
In Hotlanta.
I feel like in today's day and age, that's like not a big thing. Like someone can reverse engineer a Coke with AI or something. It's like, it's in a vault. Ooh, big deal.
Yeah, right. That's true.
It wouldn't take long for Jolt to get a hold of it. I'm sure. If they really wanted it.
Jolt-a-Cola.
All right. Let's keep it going. We're on question 10 now. We got about questions left. All right. We don't through these things. All right. True or false? Coca-Cola owns Fanta and Sprite. True or false?
True.
True.
It is true. Both Fanta and Sprite are brands produced and owned by Coca-Cola. You're right.
I know my Coke products.
All right.
Apparently you don't. You got as many wrong as I have.
It's 7-7 right now.
Well, I just mean they're offshoots, they're underlings, they're tangential products, the peripheral sodas. Okay. I've had coffee. All right.
Okay. Question 11. True or false? There is an Oreo Coca-Cola flavor. True or false?
Oh.
False.
I'll say true.
It is true. Wow. Greg is up. Greg is
what?
Up. Yep.
I am literally just, I am, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I lost it on the bacon.
Marketing.
I lost it on the bacon one, but I was like, there has to, like, you know, people do this stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Bacon Coke sounds better than Oreos and Coke.
It was, yeah, it says it was,
does
a,
it, though?
It was a limited edition. So it wasn't in for a while, but it was there for at least a couple months. Okay. Whatever. Question 12. Whatever. True or false? Coca-Cola was invented in Mississippi. True or false?
Oh, come on, man. I want to say, this is a thing where I'm like, I feel
like. I'm just going to say the opposite of what Greg says because I got to make up a point. I'm down by one, right? Or two?
You are down by, you're only down by one.
Okay.
8-7.
Pressure, Greg.
It's, this isn't fair. False. I'm going to say false. I'll go with my gut, even if I'm wrong. False.
Okay. You know what? I think it's false too, but I'm going to say true because I got to make up a point.
That is, wow.
That the strategery.
And the strategery did not work. It is false. Oh! Greg is up by two.
Of course it wasn't created in Missouri or Mississippi. Same deal.
It was in Atlanta, Georgia. That's where the vault was. That's where it was invented. So, okay, let's go. We're going on to question 13. We have three more questions. True or false? Coca-Cola once made a drink designed specifically to be mixed with coffee. True or false?
True.
Okay.
I will say true as well.
It is true. You guys both get the point.
Yeah. Teamwork makes the dream work, baby.
Greg is up. It's 10-8, Pete. I need a pep talk.
It's almost... I only have one question left, right?
Did you hear
what
that?
He no, said, what did
you
say?
Do we need a pep talk?
Listen, you gotta come back here, right? This is like your oral
don't
lossing
backtrack.
Right now.
How many questions are left?
There's only two more.
So okay. The best I can do is a tie.
The best you can do is tie. That's the best you can do. But you tied last time. So, all right.
You know, was it two contests ago? I was a sport, and I guessed the opposite on purpose, and Greg tied me. So I'm going to be more ruthless. Greg,
we're going the past now because you're upset right now? Okay, I got
because
you.
Listen, well, yeah, I thought I kind of was the quiz guy, but obviously things are evening out here, and I don't really feel like that anymore.
I'm the quiz guy. Yeah.
Oh, hold on a second. Monica from Mount Horeb says, I had Oreo Coke. It actually wasn't bad. Sounds disgusting, but I had to try it and bought it multiple times.
Really? There you go. There you go.
It doesn't sound terrible.
John got it wrong, too. No, he got it right.
He didn't.
Just saying.
All right. Okay. We have two more questions. Best you can do is tie Pete. True or false? The average American drinks more Coca-Cola products than water every year. Is that true or false?
The average American?
The average American, yes.
true. Of course, true.
I'll say false because I have to.
You have to.
You know? I think it's true.
And it is false. It is false. Oh. I tried to switch it up there. That was a good guess, though, Greg. I'm surprised, too.
Don't. There's no pressure here, Greg.
this is coming down to the wire. This is it. This is the final question.
It's just for a tie. How sad is that? Okay.
True or false? Final question. Coca-Cola once changed its logo to Pepsi's as a prank. True or false?
Oh. I'll say true.
I'm going to give you a little background on my answer here because Coke doesn't have to do that. Coke has been number one forever. That would only call attention to Pepsi. False, Dom. False.
It is false.
There we go.
Guys, die.
See, it feels good. It feels good. I'm so happy I let Pete tie that one. Makes him feel better. Can I give you guys a fun factoid about Coca-Cola?
Absolutely.
Back in 1953, back in 1953, the bottles were 5 cents a piece, and they wanted to raise their prices. So they went to the U.S. Treasury and said, will you issue a 7.5 cent coin? And the Treasury, and this is true, and the Treasury said, no, we're not going to do that. Not for you, not for anyone. So they said, okay, we'll just raise our price to 10 cents instead. Capitalism, baby!
Absolutely. You know what's sad is, like, I do think of Coke as part of Americana. I don't know if they're a good company or a bad company or whatever. I'm at the point in my life where all I want to do is give what little money I have to good companies. So I don't know where Coke is there, but it is part of America in a weird
way. I just really just view all these companies as bad.
Yeah.
They've crushed people and hurt people. And you know, when they go, I just gave you a perfect example. They said, we want to raise our prices by 2.5 cents. And they said, well, we can't do that. Ah, double the price. Who cares?
Right.
So yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I don't have like,
oh, that's funny. We have John came in and he said, nice job, gents. So much fun. But sorry, John, I love that you played along. I love that everybody played along, but it's hard to keep track of like what answer goes to what question.
Yeah,
so, it's difficult.
Also, John just wasn't playing. He was also like in it. Like he was very much.
Right.
He was. He had some. Maybe one of these days we'll do a quiz with a listener. Who knows?
Ooh, yeah, that would be fun. Yeah.
And do we have any other?
Come in.
Do we have any other text messages besides all of John's? Not saying it's bad, John. This is Rob talking. This is Rob talking right now.
We have a few more. Yes. Our very own Chris Casper said the original Coca-Cola. If you know, you know. Okay. Yeah. All right. That makes sense. We also have Nick from Marshall saying either root beer or iced tea. Very good.
I didn't even count iced tea. I love iced tea. I wasn't even thinking about iced tea. I love iced tea.
Same.
I love iced tea and I like it just black, plain. But I also have to say, on a cold day, an ice cold Lipton iced tea with the lemon in it, it's a little sweet now as I've gotten older, but that's good stuff.
If you say to me, hey, do you want iced tea? I'll say, yeah. And they're like, we have raspberry. I'd be like, absolutely.
Raspberry's good.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah.
We got two more. We got John Murray saying the ridiculous high fructose corn syrup lobby is the only reason real sugar is out. So American to it's reduce terrible. Everything to its bare bones or make unnecessary changes to classic Americana staples because someone behind a desk can save some money. Bah.
Wow. Okay.
At the risk of all of our health and potential cancer. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't mean to make Coke a bad a downer.
They're all bad. Do we have any more Facebook messages?
Yeah, we have a few. Gene Brown says 7-Up with bitters and brandy. Oh, there's a topic I didn't see coming.
Okay.
And then Cash Money Carl Greg says, oh, this is a great answer too. I have to go to Michigan to get this, but Stewart's grape soda is hands down my favorite. Cash Money Carl says, it's a little difficult to get a hold of, but I just love it. If I see it anywhere, I usually clear the shelf. Wow, that's serious business.
Wow.
Recently had a custom cooler made to protect my delectable bubbly babies, too. And he showed it. He posted a picture on Facebook.
That's so cool.
That's awesome. Thank you.
That's so cool.
Very cool. Layman Rob says, Diet Sundrop. Oh, I didn't even know they made that, to be honest.
That's Robin. Oh, gosh, I can't remember now where he lives. My goodness, Rob, I'm so sorry. Rob
he's
from
a regular text.
He's a regular, yes. I love Rob. Drink your water.
Yeah, Rick says Coke Classic. Nothing wrong with that. Amanda Nimmer, our pal here at social media, says, wait, hold on. It's a meme. A Dr. Pepper 23 for Amanda. Oh,
the 23, that's another one. The whole thing, it's like 23 secret ingredients. Okay, fine.
Oh, is that what they mean by 23?
Yeah, there's 23, quote, secret ingredients. It's like, you know, it's like the KFC chicken or Coca-Cola or Dove bars.
Yeah. Donald Johnson says Coke, and that does it for Facebook. Awesome
there
stuff,
go.
Everybody.
There you go. Wonderful.
Media.
Thank you so much
it.
For-
We get some stream comments, too.
Yeah, let's see. Dave says Coke Zero. Sydney Politics says Squirt. Happy New Year to you, too, Sydney. All right, cool. My friend Mary says Tahitian treat. Bill says Buzz Cola. I don't know what Buzz Cola is.
I've heard of that. And Tahitian treat, actually.
The bubbles burn my tongue. And then Kelsey says Diet Ruby Red Squirt.
Wow.
My goodness. And got a couple of ginger ales in there, too. So
can you imagine Diet Ruby Red Squirt in that board meeting? We want to make Squirt, which is added to cocktails. We want to put Ruby Red in it, but we want to make it diet. I feel like that guy would get stared at.
I'm watching my figure. Can we make this diet, please? Thank you.
Yeah, right.
I think I told you this too. My grandma would only have one soda in her house. It was diet caffeine-free Coke. It was terrible.
Talk about no frills.
Wow. Like, would you like a soda? Absolutely not, grandma. That's not something a kid ever says. No, I don't want soda, but because of that, yes. All right,
followed
when we come
up
back
with a piece of butterscotch candy. There we go.
When we come back, we'll be getting into the nightcap, talking about what we learned, and reading off any last-minute thoughts and comments about our question of the night. What is your favorite soft drink? Feel free to text it in, call it in, whatever you'd like. But we're right here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Stay tuned and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's time to wind it down. Let's take a moment to look back and ask, what did we learn today? This is Nightcap with Greg and Pete.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Next Monday, very excited about this one. We are going to be speaking to the mayor of Green Bay, Mr. Eric Genrich. He's a cool dude. I'm looking forward to you guys hearing that conversation. And then in the second hour, Madison-based comic who's toured all over the world, was one of the last comics on David Letterman before he retired. Mr. Johnny Beaner will be on this show next Monday, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here. As you always can catch us 5 to 7 every single day during the week, Monday through Friday. But yeah, it's going to be a really great show. And now we are officially in the nightcap, where we go over some of the last thoughts and ideas from people here. Are there any other comments on the Facebook or on the text line that we need to get to?
We have a couple on the text line. We have Jack
from Mia Culpa.
Yeah, and we also have Jack Merrimack saying the best, in my opinion, is Spreacher cream soda.
Sprecher.
Oh, they use honey in their formula. Talk about sweet. That's very true.
It is good.
Yeah. It is very good.
And then we've got a Mia Culpa from John Murray who says, Greg, I am stupidly bad with names. Sorry.
That's fine. Please call me Rob. I think it's hilarious. I love that. But also we've got a few here on my Facebook page. Here, let's see. Andy says, oh man, if I can find it, Blenheim's Red Top Hot Ginger Ale. Okay.
What?
Never heard of that. He provided a picture. And then my friend, one of my best buddies in the world, Ben, said ginger ale. There you go. Okay. I wanted to bring this up before we talk about what we learned tonight. Pete, do you ever, we have like all sorts of crazy flavors of soda nowadays, but back in the day, there was Canfields, where it was like peanut butter soda and peanut butter chocolate soda and chocolate cherry peanut butter soda and all that stuff.
I don't remember those. No, I remember Canfields though.
Yeah, and then the one that I remember my mom buying just like once or twice, it was 7-Up Gold. It was the soda with spice. It was literally a spicy soda.
I kind of remember that.
It was, I think my mom bought it thinking, oh, we'll get them this. It's 7-Up. It's not like, you know, and I remember drinking it once and being like, this is the worst thing ever. And I guess me saying this is the worst thing ever, my mom heard as, please buy more. Because she kept buying it.
We were a no soda house when I was growing up. We never had it. And I go over to my friend Billy Amato's because they always had soda.
Yeah.
And they would have it with dinner, and his mom was an amazing Italian cook, and it was like heaven.
Yeah.
But that's probably why I found soda later, because I didn't have it as a kid that much.
We only had Diet Coke. That was it. And we had it in the old school glass bottles, too, 6-packs, and we'd take them back to the store to recycle them. Never got money, but we only had Diet Coke. If we had other soda, it was because company was coming over. That was it. Dom, did you grow up in a soda house?
No, but it was a treat whenever my parents would take me to like a 7-Eleven and get us like a Coke on like a weekday or weekend. That was the best part. It was amazing.
And that was the other thing I was going to bring up. Someone else said that on the comment, going to like an A&W stand and getting like a meal brought to your car with a mug of frosty soda in a frosty glass. Oh my gosh. That's keen living, folks. Keen living. All right.
There was an A&W in Three Lakes and one in Eagle River when we would go up there in the summer to my grandma's cottage. And we didn't have those in Chicago. So whenever we went to Wisconsin, it was like, oh, man, that frosty mug, forget about it. It was outstanding.
We did get one more comment from John Murray in Madison. Dom, you want to grab that one as well?
Yeah, let's do it. John Murray said, back in the early 60s, my mom was a big Coke fan. We bought 16-ounce bottles, paid a deposit for the bottles each time, and then stored and dragged the empties back for the next purchase. Seemed normal. Turns out it was genius. Wouldn't have microplastic in my brain if we stayed the course with glass. It's going to come back. Buy stock in glass. Okay, John.
Wow, there's like a story and some advice.
Helpful safety tip from our pal John Murray.
And folks, don't forget, if you have a SodaStream, you can always take it to an authorized SodaStream dealer and get your new CO2 cartridge for half off. There we go. Not paid for by the SodaStream people here. Just love their product. Send me free stuff. All right, really quick, before we get on out of here for the week. Gosh, this week went by so fast. It wasn't going fast, and then all of a sudden, boom, we're at Friday. But Pete, what did you learn?
I learned that Coke did not use the cola bean as the outline for their bottle, and it cost me the contest. I'm paying the price for it.
It got you a tie. Knock it off.
That's the one I blew it, though. I went against my instincts. Oh, my gosh.
We believe in you. Dom, what about you?
I'm going to go along the same lines. I didn't know there was so many different varieties of Coca-Cola. I only knew the very basics, but there's so much. And what did you say, the Sun Drop, Pete? I had no idea that even existed.
Sun Drop, real sugar in a glass bottle, ice cold. Oh, forget it. It's great.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
It has a ton of caffeine. Maybe the most caffeine of any soda, but it's good.
Yep.
More than Jolt?
As far as I know.
Okay.
As far as you know. Greg, what about you? Greg, what have you learned? You must
thanks
have learned
for
something
asking,
then, Greg.
Pete. Thanks for asking. Well, Rich taught us a little. I didn't realize that they had generated so much material for Key and Peele. I didn't realize they had written so many sketches. Mm-hmm. You know, they need 128. They wrote 500. And I would love to see like a reading of the ones that didn't make it. You know, I would love to see that. Just maybe like a charity event. That'd be super, super cool. But that's what I learned as well. As always, on behalf of Pete, we'd like to thank Dom, and we'd love to thank Tucker, Ad Engineering, and Traffic for all the things they do. They make sure the microphones turn on when we get in the room. Thanks to everyone who reached out to us, whether they called, texted, left a comment on the live stream. Thank you so much to Rich Tallarico for being our guest. We'll have all of his information on the show notes. And don't forget, next week, Monday, we'll be back same time as always. Mayor of Green Bay, Eric Genrich, will be on the show, as well as Madison-based comic Mr. Johnny Beaner will be a guest as well. So have a great weekend. Don't go anywhere. There's still great programming after we're done. And then we'll see you all on Monday, folks. Have yourself a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And Pete, say goodnight to the people.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.